Friday, the 4th of May. Only another week before I get my bike. I expect next week will seem twice as long as the two last ones have. I don't know what I'm going to do with the old bike. I had a notion of letting Dad have it, but we find when he is on the machine, he cannot touch the ground. Monday, the 7th of May. I went to the premiere tonight to see The Invisible Man, a film adapted from the novel by H.G. Wells, and a marvel of trick photography, miles ahead of the superimposing of King Kong. The other picture featuring Slim Somerville, I didn't notice the name of the film, was also very good and very funny. Tuesday, the 8th of May. When I reached home last night, I found Dad ruminating over a radio set brought round by Mrs. Norman, the lady who does our washing, to be put right, if possible, in time for the Royal Command performance at the Palladium. I found him at it again when I arrived home tonight. It is a straight OV2 wired up by a blind man, and, with due respect to him, it looks like it. The detector stage seems all right, apart from the absence of reaction. I didn't get any further than this tonight. Wednesday, the 9th of May. Had another go at this set. We found we could get good results as far as the primary of the second LF transformer, but could get no further than the secondary. I was puzzled for quite a time about how the HT reached Earth. The set has a metal panel, swank, and I keep forgetting it. The cussed set gets on my nerves. After all this wangling, we've decided to dismantle it and rewire it. Friday, the 11th of May. It's arrived. At least the day has. I didn't think 3 weeks could go so slowly. I'm going straight from work to Bates's tonight, and I hope the bike will be ready. I'm a peculiar bloke, but I always begin to doubt if a thing will happen just before it is due. I suppose now I've mentioned it, it won't happen, but I hope it will. Forgive me for rambling on like this, but I'm very excited and have been these past 3 weeks over this new bike. I wonder if I shall like it better than the old one. I have a feeling of affection for the old Hercules. We've travelled about 5,000 miles together, and I've seen England open up to no small extent on it. Sunday's run on the new bike, if I have it, will be a trial run for the following weekend, Whitsun, when I expect to go on tour with Brett again. I'm uncertain still whether I can stick him for a fortnight. Alack, what did I say? I was unlucky. Bates spun me a yarn about having 30 bikes to make before Whitsun, necessitating the employment of 2 extra men and the opening of an additional workshop. I was shown a frame which was said to be mine and was told the bike would not be finished till next Friday. Monday the 14th of May. Brett came over by arrangement tonight to settle about going away next weekend. We're going to the East Coast. He wants to see the Broads, so we shall try and include those as well. I'm uncertain as yet as to the actual route. I don't like the idea of sticking to the main road as far as Ipswich. But the only alternative is to branch off at Chelmsford for Sudbury and then across country roads to Stowmarket, which will take a lot of time as there is no direct road. Sunday the 19th of May. I rang Bates's up during the morning and they spun some yarn about having trouble in obtaining the Sturmey Archer gear and, having got off especially early, I called at the shop at 1:30 and they said, with luck, the bike would be ready by 3:00. Again, I was unlucky and had to wait till well after 4 before it was ready. Brett and I decided it was then too late to start touring, but after tea we gave it a trial run of about 30 miles, going via Wanstead along the South End Road as far as Wingletye Lane, down that to Hornchurch, and along Hacton Road to Corbett's Tay and almost to North Ockenden, but turned back again to Raynham and came home along the usual route. It is a vast improvement upon the old bike, but I'll give a fuller description later. Sunday the 20th of May. We suddenly made up our minds last night to do the tour after all, even if we had to curtail it slightly. We set off this morning from Brett's house at 8:30 and took the usual roads to Romford, whence we kept the main road as far as Chelmsford, where we looked up a train. We had a strong wind behind us, so we decided to get the next train at Witham, though we had a bit of a rush to catch it. We caught the train soon after 11:00 and ate our sandwiches on the train. We took return tickets to Ipswich, where we arrived at 12:30. As it was so early, I suggested that we should put up at Auntie Lil's, which suggestion was accepted with qualms, as Brett didn't like the idea of sleeping at a parson's house. We turned off the main road at Skull and went the way I did last Easter 12-month, through Bungay and Thurton. The roads are still as bad as ever. We arrived at Claxton at about 6 o'clock. After tea, I took Brett down to Rockland Broad, and we had a rowing boat out for a couple of hours. They only charge us 1 shilling for the two of us. We got back to the house at about 10:30 and retired about an hour later after an interesting discourse on life in Canada. Monday the 21st of May. We set off for Claxton about 11 o'clock and headed via Loddon and Haddiscoe to Lowestoft, where we arrived at about 1. We bought some pastry and fruit and had a bivouac on the promenade and afterwards strolled along the beach. The water was pretty rough. We left rather late, after 3 o'clock, and took the London Road, where we received the full force of the southwesterly wind. It was a good road with plenty of shelter from trees, but all the same, there were many open stretches and a few steep gradients, which made me appreciate my 3-speed gear. It took us 3 hours to reach Saxmundham, a distance of 22 miles, and we went to the station to find the time of the next train proceeding towards London. We found a train that left at 6:44 and would land us at Ilford at about 9 o'clock. So we went into the town to get something to eat and arrived back at the station in time to see the train just leaving. I won't swear to it, but I could say that the train certainly left about 2 minutes before time. I suppose we did run it a bit too fine. We caught the next train, a wait of about 10 minutes, and had to get out at Chelmsford. I wish now we'd kept on to Liverpool Street. We didn't reach Chelmsford till sunset, so that lighting up time overtook us at Brentwood. From then on, we had to wear cops, as we had no lights, and had to walk most of the way home, with the result that I didn't arrive home till 1:45 tomorrow morning. Sounds absurd, that last. I was worried about Mum, though she says Dad was worrying the worst. Apart from the wind, we certainly could not grumble about the weather. We took off our jumpers near Lowestoft yesterday and did not have to put them on again. We had the wind behind us going, of course, and that probably helped us to make the time we did. But coming back, no thank you. Tuesday the 22nd of May. Brett came round tonight to settle up. I find on reckoning up that my total expenses for the 2 days was about 13 and 6. The mileage cycled was about 158. Wednesday the 23rd of May. I took the new bike round to Bates's tonight for several reparations. The head wanted tightening up. The rear wheel was stiff. One of the nuts under the saddle was missing. A spoke had been knocked out of the front wheel due to a collision with Brett's machine when we were nearing Lowestoft. This last was entirely my fault. There was no oiler in the front wheel, but I was told that this was in order, as the makers were afraid of oil getting into the brake drum. There was also much more chromium plating on the frame than I ordered, but I admit the specification could be read in two ways. The machine is, as I have already remarked, a decided improvement on the old, and the reduction in weight has to be felt to be believed. I left the bike at the shop, and it is to be ready by Friday. I asked them to make sure it was Friday this time. Thursday the 24th of May. On Sunday, I transferred the cyclometer from the Hercules to the new machine. It indicated 917.9 miles. Now, my pocket diary indicates that up to last Sunday week, the 13th, I had done 1,301 miles on the old bike. Add this to the total since I had the cyclometer, as recorded on the 31st of December last, and we have 5,258.9 miles, or 5,800 miles approximately, since I had the bike, 2 years and 2 months. Friday the 25th of May. Don't die of shock. The bike was ready when I went to Bates's. At least the back wheel was still stiff, but apart from that it was ready. I found when I got home that the brakes, particularly the back, required adjustment. They had altered the pedals so that they could be oiled with the gun instead of an ordinary can, and also carried out the things I mentioned before. Tuesday the 29th of May. I suppose it had to come out. I wasn't going to mention it if possible, only a policeman came round this afternoon and gave Mum a nasty shock by asking if I lived there. You see, we were nabbed on bank holiday for being without lights. I was caught with Brett near Ardley Green, and Brett was caught again. I was walking that time, so I escaped, at Emerson Park Holt. I suppose we shall hear further.